What else do docs in practice need to know about the 66 trials?
Well, the other thing is that it was a study that we all hoped and expected would have a lot more positive things to say about the use of bevacizumab with either FOLFOX or CAPOX. And the message there was clear and blunt. Number one, no response benefit whatsoever. The response rate in 1,400 patients with oxaliplatin-based frontline chemotherapy randomized to receive it with Bev or placebo was 38% with the Bev and 38% with the placebo by independent radiology review. This was double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled, and the independent review showed zero difference and the investigator review of response showed zero difference. So people have tried to say, well, but other studies showed response rate, slight benefits with Bev. And I would say the other studies added together are about the size of this one. And this is the only one that is both placebo-controlled and third-party reviewed for response. And I think that these are hard data to ignore as much as I wish we could. So my conclusion is that Bev does not add to the response rate of oxaliplatin-based therapy. And that, by the way, gives me some angst about what the outcome of the adjuvant studies will be. Because I would think that improving the response rate would have the potential to improve the eradication of micrometastatic disease, which is what we're trying to do in the adjuvant setting.
Although, you know, as you say, you can't really translate from one to the other.
You absolutely cannot. And again, I'm just sort of giving a reason why one might be anxious. I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah.